So what are the challenges of trying to do a randomized controlled surgical trial and actually achieve the apex of the pyramid? The trial design must be pragmatic, but in a sense, there must be a belief system within the expert community that, in fact, based on our current evidence, that there is equipoise. Of course, we've also got to consider that surgeons have different abilities, and therefore we need to be careful about controlling for the surgeon's expert bias. Furthermore, as authors have suggested, that if patients have a preference within a randomized setting, if they get allocated to that preferred arm, that could have a roll-on effect and, in fact, increase effect size. It's fundamentally important that we standardize information provision to allow patients to decide whilst minimizing the potential bias from healthcare professionals.